Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bosman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tom Kelly. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Campbell. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Campbell. North moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tenarche for a passed ball. Oliva moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Garner moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Garner moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell fires to first and picks off Washington. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heil. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Rudy moves to third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Jackson scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Ten Arche and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliva is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Ten Arche and he is out, Bando applying the tag. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Paul Lindblad now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soderholm. The throw from Ten Arche and he is safe. Soderholm steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hopkins pinch runs for Billy Williams. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopkins. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Hopkins steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. North is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Jim Todd now pitching. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Danny Walton. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Terrell moves to third. It's Athletics, 6, Twins, 6. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew is walked intentionally. Ford moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Ford moves to third. Carew moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.